Last week, we told you about two plays opening together called Piazza and The Misfit. Both of these plays set in India. They deal with subjects that could be considered taboo. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, has seen both. She's here to tell us about them and how else they are similar and perhaps different. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Remind us of the controversial subjects that these plays deal with.
With Piazza, it's the world of the caste system in India, a discriminatory form of social stratification of Hindus. The lowest caste is the untouchables, and the Indian government abolished the caste system, but it still exists. So you can abolish the system, but not the attitude behind it. Piazza addresses that. The other play, The Misfit, attempts to explore honor killings. We read about this often when a member of a family brings shame on the family, and by marrying a person the family doesn't approve of. And needless to say, because of the inflammatory nature of both plays, they could not be presented in India. And the beauty of living in Toronto with such an international mosaic is that both plays have found a home here.
Now, they must have a considerable amount in common to be mounted at the same time. How similar are these two productions?
Both are written and performed by women of South Asian descent. With Piazza, it's written by Anushree Roy. I believe you had her on last week. She was born in Calcutta into an affluent family with servants. And when the family moved here in 1999, she learned firsthand what the servants and untouchables must have felt. The Misfit was written by Anita Majumdar. She was raised in BC, and she got the idea from an incident she read about in the newspaper. Both women perform solo. They create all the parts. They do all the props. They do all the performance, etc.
What are the stories that they tell?
In Piazza, Anushree Roy gives us a stunning sense of how untouchables are treated. For instance, if their shadow falls on a person of a higher caste, the person berates the untouchable, then takes a shower to remove the stain of the experience. I found that jaw-dropping. So the story, an untouchable woman works for an affluent family cleaning their toilets and washing their floor. She, her husband, and 11-year-old daughter Chaya are so poor they live under a bridge in a tent made of torn plastic. Every effort is made to work and support themselves as best they can. And to that end, the woman asks another servant of a higher caste if Chaya can work in the tea shop run by the person's son. Chaya would wash the teacups, not necessarily for pay, but just for the experience. Possibly money would come later. And she does. She gets the job, Chaya does. And she works in the shop, and to disastrous results.
What about The Misfit?
It's about Naz, an Indo-Canadian woman who is a dancer with a troupe in India that performs at weddings. Naz has been disowned by her own family in Canada, so she's come to India in a sense to hide. And she's been disowned because she had a relationship with a man in India that her family didn't approve of. The man's family didn't approve of her, and so the village got together in an attempt to kill her. They did not succeed, but again, the results were disastrous. Naz also tells the story of the leader of the dance troupe who didn't approve of her daughter's boyfriend, so the woman tells her son to kill his sister. You know, it's sobering stuff.
Very serious stories.
Yeah.
How successfully do these productions present these stories?
Partially. Piazza is by far the best of the two shows. As a writer, Anushree Roy is clear, economical, and gripping in her storytelling. As a performer, she's compelling. She plays several characters with such detail and physical invention, you are never in doubt as to what character she's playing. For example, with a grimace and a stiff stance, we see the attitude of a higher caste looking down on an untouchable. And her last image, I'm not telling you what it is, it's so shocking that when you realize what's actually happening to Chaya, you sit limp in your seat. Miss Roy is directed beautifully by Thomas Morgan Jones. Then we have the Misfit, which is the problem. It's another matter. Anita Majumdar is an accomplished dancer. There's wit and humor in her writing, but as a whole, the story is too sprawling with too many characters and their own stories. They make no sense. I found it absolutely incomprehensible at times, I have to say that. Initially, Naz is inexplicably cynical, ill-tempered, and condescending when talking of any other character. This goes on for more than a half an hour. I'm thinking, what's your problem here? And I'll get to the point. That's too long in a 90-minute show. Majumdar performs several conversations with multiple characters, and because she doesn't clearly differentiate between those characters, it's not clear who's talking. And it doesn't help that the dialogue is often lame. The show has been workshopped, I think, to death, and it should be rethought and cut by a half an hour. Her director, Mark Cassidy, should have been more rigorous. So I would say, see Piazza, miss The Misfit.
Is there a message of these plays that you think is going to connect with people here in the city of Toronto?
I think so, sure. We get a glimpse of into another culture, of course. We live in a mosaic. With Piazza, Anusri Roy got her idea when her family came here and found themselves in a position of terrible poverty. Mm. So she all of a sudden realized what it was like to be an untouchable. It's comparable, I think, also for the way we regard homeless people and how we regard some immigrants. In some cases, we give them the lowliest jobs because we won't take them. And as for The Misfit, we read about this all the time in our papers here. So there is relevance.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.